The governor?
If I can read any of these scratches or not. So we got a couple more coming here. Are we ready? Okay. I'll just go ahead and make a couple opening statements and then we'll open it up to questions. We had the opportunity this morning to visit Missouri Valley as well as Hornick, and just had the opportunity again to see firsthand. Really, we were on the ground to understand what was going on, to make sure we were meeting the needs, to make sure that the coordination and the communication was taking place, as well as making sure that we're assessing the damage as we move forward with the recovery process. Over and over, I continue to just be overwhelmed and impressed and grateful to our emergency managers, our EMS, our first responders, our volunteers, just the community as a whole. In the two stops that we made today, I heard from both of the mayors, the coordination from the federal, state, and local level was amazing. Nobody asking questions. It's how can we get this done, whether it was the DNR bringing in boats, the DOT, public safety, across the gamut. There was just a lot of gratefulness for helping people get out, making sure they were evacuated, letting them back in. Again, just starting the process for recovery and next steps. I had the Commissioner of Public Safety with me, Director of Homeland and Emergency Management. Legislators have been joining me along the way, and we'll be back out tomorrow. We'll do a press conference back at the Capitol to give the state kind of an update of where we're at. And then my plans are right now to head down to Hamburg, Pacific Junction, and Thurman tomorrow as well. So. Again, I just cannot express the amazing Iowans that step up in time of need and help each other out. It's just incredible to see that. I see it time and time again, not only within their own community, but surrounding communities stepping up to help as well. So does anybody else have any additional comments that they would like to make? Other than that, we'll take questions.
Governor, of course, last year when the tornadoes hit Pella and Marshalltown, you had sent a request into FEMA. FEMA rejected that. Do you feel fairly certain now that FEMA will respond favorably with the flood damage that's hit Western Iowa?
Actually, the first thing we did was stand up the SEOC, the State Emergency Operations Center, so that we could start the coordination right away. Right now, we have FEMA representation at the SEOC. As well as the Army Corps of Engineers, and so that we can get them on the ground, start the assessment process, make sure that we're capturing the damage that has taken place, which is really, really critical, so that there are certain criteria that you have to meet in order to qualify for the presidential disaster declaration. And so by standing up SEOC, that allowed us to then be ready for counties as they were requesting disaster proclamations from my office or from the governor. So we've been able to do that. We've got a couple more counties we'll be adding tomorrow. They have people, I believe they're going into, Joyce, step up if I'm remembering this not quite right, but I believe they're going to be in Hornick soon, tomorrow, I think, to start the assessment process. So
what type of relief is available right now for folks?
And I'll just clarify, they will not start the damage assessment process quite yet. We're providing the coordinator with some technical assistance to prepare for that process.
But the main thing is we're getting ready to start that. So with the my disaster proclamation that I issue, that allows for individual assistance to start, and it also frees up state resources to help with county and local government so that we can provide that. And then you'll have to talk about the presidential disaster, but that's down the road a ways. What we want to I think the point that we want to make is that they are capturing and the damage so that we can do everything we can to meet the requirements so that we will qualify. It's one incident right now, so we have how many counties that are?
With tomorrow, it'll be 37 or 38.
38 counties that have requested and been and received a disaster proclamation.
What did it look like when you were touring Hornet just a short time ago? What sort of images stuck out the most to you?
Well, you know, they did let the people back in to the community today. I think they opened it up around 2, and then they're to let them get into their homes and start to assess. Some had animals there. A lot of water in the basements. I think we're looking at about 111 homes in Hornet. But then they have to be back out at 8. They were able to save the water system. I think they shut down the sewer system. It's back up. So the water has started to recede just a little bit. I think one of the homes that we toured, it had gone down a foot since its high mark. But they still have a long ways to go, and they know that. And I just the mayor at times just said, I can't say enough. The response from the community he did was very proactive. He brought the whole community together on Wednesday night to really talk about what they were facing, to let them know what the expectations were and when it would hit. They monitored the levees all night. None of the levees there were breached. It was actually an overtop. And even down in Missouri Valley, they did have a couple that broke and breached a couple of the levees. But the emergency manager that's been in that position for 13 years said he has never seen anything like it. Every single levee was overtopped, water coming in from every direction. It happened relatively just so quickly. The mayor and Hornick said they were actually able to have everybody out within 2 hours. So again, that's people that are listening, paying attention. He was proactive, brought everybody together, had another town hall meeting on Friday, trying to answer questions and concerns and give them some kind of a timeline. Iowans, they got 2 big pumps from a pumping service. They found a big tractor. They put together a system. They were trying to pump water out in order to help some of the to help alleviate some of the impact.
With 38 counties, enough resources to go around and be allocated, would you need to go back to the legislature to get more allocated for all this widespread flooding and everything?
And Joyce and the commissioner can talk about this if they would like to. What they've done a really good job of doing is pre-staging a lot of the sandbaggings, the HESCO barriers, just a lot of the equipment. Down Hamburg is experiencing some significant issues right now. It's overtopping there. They had requested a lot of sand last night for sandbagging. We didn't have the capacity to do it as quick as they needed it done, and so they were able to contract to get that done. So that's what I mean when I say not only federal, state, and local, but you have private sector that's stepping in and helping us meet the needs. While the other point I want to make, and Director Flynn can also maybe, and Commissioner can talk a little bit about this. So we're really focused on the Missouri right now, but we're seeing issues all over the state as well. The Mississippi tends to hit with some of its flooding a little bit later. So, you know, we're just getting started, you know, and a lot of this, there's been some thaw, but there's still a lot left to go. So we're going to be dealing with this for a while.
Is there going to be, I remember Hamburg, especially a few years ago, was hit hard with the flooding when it ripped out 680 and everything like that. Is it maybe too soon, but is there going to be having to be an effort sometime where the state may have to come in, buy up the property, and physically move the towns of Hamburg, Hornick, and others?
Right now they're preparing for just some really difficult times ahead. So, you know, that stuff will have to monitor going forward. But it's, you know, it's significant damage. Almost every levee south of Council Bluffs to the Missouri border has been breached. And so, you know, that's something that we're going to have to deal with going forward. How do you, you know, how do you fix them? You know, we got a lot of difficult decisions ahead, and then the resources to do it. So, but you know, this is just unusual. Nebraska has just been devastated as well, and with the Platte and with the snow and with the frozen ground and with the melting, all of that converging at once, especially with the Platte feeding into the Missouri, it was dumping in anywhere from 150 CFS to 200. I mean, that is an incredible amount of water, and then the unregulated tributaries that were also feeding in that we didn't have really any way to control that. It's it's not really surprising, I think, that they've seen the damage that they have to all of the levees south of Council Bluffs.
Another quick question. The Army Corps of Engineers at Gavin's Point Dam up by Yankton has been releasing a lot of water recently.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've announced yesterday that they're going to start cutting back on mm-hmm. that. Have you been in correspondence with the Army Corps of Engineers? I mean,
yeah.
They're releasing water. Is that only going to intensify and add to the problems downstream?
Yeah, so I had a conversation with Colonel Hudson on Thursday. I had a conversation with him again yesterday, late afternoon. He was actually with us in Missouri Valley today. They have been able to kind of hold at Fort Randall.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Randall, and they've got a lot of capacity left right now, but they've really basically been able to hold a lot of the water because Gavin's Point is a pass-through. So they did have to raise that. We thought they were going to 83,000 CFS. They ended up going to 100,000 cubic feet per second for about 8 hours. They're starting to bring that back down. So, you know, they were able to manage that a little bit because of what they were able to hold at Fort Randall. And then I think, what is it supposed to be at, Friday?
It'll be at 63 tonight.
63, okay.
Drop off.
And then
yeah,
drop on down from
like
there. So, yeah.
20 by Tuesday.
Thank you. So, they are addressing that. Do you have anything else, or Commissioner, that you want, or anybody? Do you have any? I don't want to pull you up if you don't.
You're
but
good. You're
okay.
Good.
Commissioner, do you have anything?
Thank you.
Any message for those that are actually dealing with all this flooding?
Yeah. Well, just that, you know, we're going to continue to stay in contact. We're going to continue. That's why I was there today, to make sure that they're getting what they need, that they felt that the communication, we can, you know, we'll do a reassess when we get done. There's always lessons learned with each incident that you go through. So, but the feedback that we got today was pretty positive for what they're dealing with. And so we'll continue to circle back. Like I said, we'll do a statewide press conference tomorrow regarding the flooding. You know, not only that we're dealing with here, but across the state. Hope to get down to Southwest Iowa tomorrow, visit those three communities again, just understand where they're at, what they need, and to do an assessment on what needs to take place moving forward.
And what can Iowans do to help?
Well, you know, they're sending supplies. We've got the Red Cross has already been, they're opening up shelters. They will really be instrumental when we start to get back into the homes and do the cleanup. There's a specific way that it has to be done. So, you know, just I think the emergency manager that's the coordinator in each one of these communities, they really are the focal point that helps coordinate, you know, federal, state, local, along with the first responders, but probably go through that as a point of contact so that they can help organize and really, you know, take advantage. Iowans want to help. They're there. They want to do whatever they can. If that means food or cleanup or, you know, opening up a home, we have shelters. Iowans tend to, you know, find other resources or find a friend or a family to stay with, but the shelters are there and open. So I think if you want to just contact, we've talked about maybe putting up kind of some type of a web site too, where people will have one place to go to. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Just it's so important to keep the communication, the coordination up and available so that Iowans know where to go to get those answers.
Governor, we had floods in September and May of last year.
Yep.
How does this one compare to those two?
Well, this is worse than even what we saw in 2011, and we're just getting started. So, you know, we haven't really gone through the spring thaw yet or some of the heavy rain through the summer. So, you know, we got a lot of work ahead. So we just need to, you know, we'll do it, we'll get through it, but we got a lot of work ahead.
And Governor, with the physiological effects of flooding that farmers may face on their fields, what's your message to them, and what assistance would be available?
Well, so we're coordinating with the Secretary of Ag, Secretary Naig. He also has opportunities in different disaster proclamations that I think he can take advantage of through USDA. So again, when I stood up the Emergency Operations Center, all of those agencies come together. And so when I go out there, or they're continually working together to make sure that everybody is coordinating the efforts to meet the needs of Iowans and farmers. And so, you know, we're going to have sand in the field, so we're going to get ready for that. We're working. There's a lot of, for the county folks out there, there's a lot of secondary road damage. We know that. You know, we're trying to get feed to livestock. We're trying to get in front of that to see, you know, how we can address that to get the roads graded and then to get the rock to it so that we can be up and ready to go when our, you know, first of all for the livestock, and then when our farmers are ready to get in the field, we want to make sure that we have a road system that can meet their needs as well. So we're also doing a lot of strategy and planning on what that looks like and how we can be ready for them. Okay, thank you. Thanks.